Okay, so get this, right? Picture this. You had 10,000 bucks, right, back in 2001, and you just like threw it into a hat.
Okay.
But not just any hat. This hat magically turns your 10 grand into, wait for it, over $250,000.
Whoa. Okay, that's impressive to say the least. What kind of magic hat are we talking about here?
That's the kind of growth we're talking about with this firm called Investrum Holding. They've averaged a 30% annual return since, like I said, 2001.
30%. That's seriously impressive. Like way above average.
Right. And that's why we're doing a deep dive on them today. This isn't just about the numbers, though.
Yeah, a 30% return definitely gets your attention, but there's got to be more to the story, right? What makes
Yeah.
them different?
So they're really into this thing called value investing, which I guess we hear about a lot, but they seem to be doing it right, at least according to their track record.
Value investing. Okay. So it's about finding those like hidden gems, the companies that are undervalued by the market, right?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of chasing fads, they're digging deep, looking for companies with, like, strong fundamentals, solid stuff.
Diving for those diamonds in the rough. It makes sense, but it's easier said than done. A lot of firms claim to do this, but few deliver those kinds of results.
Right. And get this, they're super open about how they do it, which is kind of rare in the investment world.
Okay, so no smoke and mirrors. They're actually transparent. That's refreshing. Investing can feel like a black box sometimes, especially for us regular folks.
Totally. And that's what makes Investrum so interesting. They kind of like break it down in plain English. They've got this investment philosophy section on their website, and it's like shockingly straightforward.
Interesting. So they're not trying to impress you with jargon. They're trying to actually explain what they do. I like that.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, look, we believe in what we're doing, and we're happy to explain it to you.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So let's unpack this whole value investing thing a bit more. Yeah. Because, like I said, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot. What's their unique spin on it?
Let's do it. All right, so we've established that Investrum is all about quality companies and the long game. But what does that actually look like? Like, what kind of companies are we talking about here?
Yeah, good question. It would be interesting to see their full portfolio, but unfortunately, the materials we have don't give us all the specifics.
Yeah, that makes sense. They probably don't want to give away all their secrets, right?
Exactly. You got to keep some things under wraps. But we do know they invest in both listed and unlisted companies.
Listed and unlisted. So, what's that one in plain English?
Right. So listed companies, those are the ones you can buy and sell on the stock market, publicly traded. And then unlisted are those private companies not on the stock exchange.
Okay, so they're not just sticking to the big names, they're willing to go off the beaten path a bit.
Exactly. They're not afraid to explore the world of private equity, looking for those hidden gems, those future superstars that most people haven't even heard of yet. It's all about finding value where others don't see it, right?
That's pretty cool. But how do they even know where to look?
Well, this is where their leadership team gets really interesting. I mean, these folks come from some pretty diverse backgrounds, like pieces of a puzzle fitting together.
Oh, yeah, checking out their bios earlier. It's a pretty impressive crew. You've got Joe Akeem, the chairman, who's been in finance like forever.
Yeah, decades of experience under his belt. And then you've got Charlotte, who brings this really interesting mix of sales, marketing, and get the sustainability.
Sustainability, huh? That's not something you typically associate with, like hardcore investing.
Right. It's an interesting twist. And it's not just talk either. She's on the board of a publicly traded company called NGS Group, so she's got real-world experience.
So she knows what it takes to run a successful business.
Yeah.
That's got to be valuable when you're deciding where to invest, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's like having an inside look at how companies actually operate. And then there's Krister, another co-founder, who brings over 20 years of operational experience.
Operational experience. So, like, he knows how to actually make a business run smoothly.
Exactly. He's not just looking at numbers on a spreadsheet. He's thinking about efficiency, processes, the nitty-gritty of how to create value from within.
Wow. So it's like they've got all their bases covered:
Yeah.
financial brains, marketing know-how, sustainability smarts, operational expertise.
Yeah, they've got this really interesting mix of skills on their team. Don't forget about Richard, who comes from the real estate world, and Sten, their expert on financial reporting and regulations. They got a lot of ground covered, that's for sure.
So does that make their claims like more believable, you think? Or could it be a case of too many cooks in the kitchen?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? On the one hand, having that much combined expertise means they can analyze a company from every angle imaginable.
Right, no stone unturned.
Exactly. But on the other hand, too many perspectives could lead to disagreements or just slow things down. Analysis paralysis, as they say.
True, true. So which is it?
Well, if you look at their track record, those consistent returns, it seems like they've figured out how to make it work. They're definitely doing something right.
Yeah, their track record is hard to argue with. It's like they've cracked the code on collaborative decision making, blending all those different viewpoints into a winning strategy.
Exactly. And speaking of sharing, remember that podcast we mentioned earlier, Value Pod? And
Oh, yeah, the one where they talk about their investing philosophy.
yeah, that one. It's interesting that they're so open about their methods, even willing to discuss them publicly.
Right. It makes you wonder, is it just a smart way to attract investors, or are they genuinely trying to educate people about value investing?
It's a good question. I mean, on the one hand, it could be seen as a clever marketing tactic, right? Hey, we're really good at this. Come invest with us.
But on the other hand, it could be genuine, right? Like they're saying, we believe in this approach so much, we want everyone to understand it.
Exactly. It's a fascinating strategy, and it makes you think about their motives.
So is this value podding thing just like a super smart marketing move, or are they like actually trying to give something back and, share their knowledge?
Yeah, it's kind of like it makes you wonder, right? Like, on the one hand, putting yourself out there, talking about your investment philosophy, it's a good way to, attract investors who think the same way.
True, true. Like, hey, if you like what you hear, come join the party.
Exactly. But then there's this other side, right? Like, you got to admire the fact that they're being so open in an industry that's, let's be honest, known for being kind of secretive.
Yeah, not exactly known for their transparency, most of those finance types.
Right. So it does make you think maybe they're actually trying to, I don't know, demystify investing a little bit.
Yeah, instead of just hoarding all the secrets for themselves.
Exactly. Make it a little less intimidating, especially for people who aren't, financial experts.
Yeah, I like that. It's like they're saying, hey, investing doesn't have to be this big, scary thing that only Wall Street understands.
Right. And I think that's really refreshing because let's face it, there's so much information out there these days, so much jargon, it's easy to feel lost.
Totally overwhelming. So to kind of bring it all back, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got investors, crazy impressive track record, their whole value investing philosophy, this really interesting leadership team they've got going on, and even their podcasting adventures. What's like the main takeaway for our listeners, do you think?
I think the cool thing about this deep dive is we've laid out all the pieces, right? But ultimately, it's up to each person to decide what they make of it. Like, do those returns, as impressive as they are, justify everything else? Does their transparency make you trust them more? It's a lot to think about.
It really is. And, in a world where everyone's got an investment strategy, everyone's got a hot tip, Investrum really does stand out. They've got the performance, they've got the philosophy, and they're not afraid to be open about it. Whether you're like a seasoned investor or just starting out, they definitely give you something to think about. Maybe it'll even inspire some of our listeners to do their own deep dives, find those hidden gems out there.
No, there's a thought. Always good to keep learning and exploring, right?
Absolutely. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.